Okay. We got one more song to do. But actually, let's see what time it is. Oh yeah, we could do two more songs. Okay. We're gonna do another song. We haven't played this. Might as well do it now. This song was originally recorded in 1955 by Gene and Eunice on the Aladdin label. Remember, the song is "This Is My Story." And then we're gonna go from "This Is My Story" into the aftermath. You understand what I mean? Okay. Let me hear the chord, please. Right, it's in the key of C, Tommy. The chord again. All right. This is my
bizarre
story. I have little songs. Just a lone and broken heart. Just because I fell in love. In love with you, I pray, that you come back to me, just to hear you say you love me, and we'll never, never part from.
Oh, it was all unreleased. Yeah. In fact, I have cassettes of some of that stuff here. Iron Man and Nirvana was the title for the album that they wanted me to do. In the Lenny Bruce tapes, the original idea that was offered to me in around 1966, when we were recording with MGM, they had some Lenny Bruce tapes, and they wanted me to make music to go with the tapes so they could release an album that was Lenny Bruce and the Mothers. I thought about it and I said, that man doesn't need my music to make his ideas go, so I refused to do it. I refused to do it. Refused to do it. A man came to us with some tapes. He had been making a documentary album about the assassination of Robert Kennedy, and he had interviewed all these people, and he put together this really fantastic album. That was when we had the Bizarre label, and the deal with Warner Brothers on the Bizarre label was we could bring projects to them and they had the right to refuse them. And they heard that and refused it, and that's why it never came out. They wouldn't touch it. The Warners wouldn't touch it. They wouldn't distribute it. They wouldn't distribute it. Well, I think everybody should have been sorry about it. It was a pretty frightening album. I mean, it's not something that's going to make the hit parade, but it had a lot of interesting things in there that you didn't know before. But Warners wouldn't touch it. They wouldn't distribute it. That's for the archives now. Well, maybe there'll be a Mother's Archive recording.
This is my
bizarre
story. I have
was all unreleased. In fact, I have cassettes of some of that stuff here.